With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has received a draft plan aimed at ending the war in Ukraine, his office confirmed Thursday. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the Trump administration has been putting together a plan for Ukraine for some time.
Special Envoy Witkoff, Marco Rubio, have been working on a plan quietly for about the last month. They've been engaging with both sides, Russia and Ukraine, equally to understand what these countries would commit to in order to see a lasting and durable peace.
The plan includes granting some demands the Kremlin repeatedly made since the full-scale invasion began nearly 4 years ago. It was not clear what, if any, concessions the proposal asks of Russia. The funeral service for former Vice President Dick Cheney took place today at the Washington National Cathedral in the nation's capital. Correspondent George Williams reports.
The mourners included members of the Cheney family, as well as former Presidents Bush and Biden, with four former vice presidents and other public officials, dignitaries, and friends. The service was by invitation only. Earlier this year, the Washington National Cathedral was the setting for the funeral for the late President Jimmy Carter. Mr. Cheney's own long record of public service included a stint for two other former presidents, Defense Secretary under George H.W. Bush and Chief of Staff for Gerald Ford. He was also a congressman from his home state of Wyoming, a seat later occupied by his daughter, Liz. George Williams, Washington.
Federal investigators released dramatic photos Thursday of an engine flying off a doomed UPS cargo plane that crashed 2 weeks ago in Kentucky, killing 14 people. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 386 points. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center presents a new religious profile of America.
First, the big numbers. 62% of adults describe themselves as Christians, 29% say they are non-religious, and everybody else falls into one of the smaller faith groups, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, etc. When broken down by age, the survey finds that young adults, 18 to 29, are about half as likely as other groups to be Christians. And the two younger cohorts, Gen Z and Millennials, are twice as likely to be non-religious as older Americans. Michael Harrington reporting.
Entrepreneur Richard Gamble has broken ground on an architectural landmark that's expected to be one of the largest Christian monuments in England, if not the world. The Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer with a price tag of $59 million will not, however, carry any of the familiar Christian icons. Instead, its signature design is of a Mobius strip. This is SRN News. In remarks to troops and families at Marine Corps Air Station New River, North Carolina, First Lady Melania Trump says many military families will miss a loved one this holiday season.
Please know that our nation is thinking of you, praying for you, and deeply grateful for your service. To every service member, thank you for standing watch so others can celebrate in peace. And to every military spouse and child, thank you for your strength and love.
Mrs. Trump was accompanied by Second Lady Usha Vance. Authorities have ended a federal immigration crackdown in North Carolina's largest city. The Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office announced Thursday that the operation known as Charlotte's Web is officially over. More at SRNNews.com.